It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. And today we're going to begin with a little girl on a long journey, Amal.
She's called Amal, which in Arabic means hope. She's very curious. She's a bit mischievous. She's got very vivid, expressive eyes.
This is Amir Nizar Zouabi.
She left Syria. She's from Rif Halab, from the area of Aleppo. She left her house in one of the rounds of the violence, then was in the refugee camp still around the border when she lost her family. In the mayhem of war and conflict, like many children do. I think the first thing that you see when you look at Amal is something very sad, but at the same time, very strong.
But Amal isn't just any child.
Yeah, this 9-year-old Syrian girl is actually a 3.5-meter puppet.
She's 3.5 meters or 11 feet tall.
She's very, very big, which is part of the idea. You know, she's very visible because a lot of these kids aren't visible. So in a way, she's lucky. You can't ignore her.
And for the past several months, Amal's been walking the path that many Syrian refugees travel each year.
We walked her through Turkey, then through Greece, then through Italy.
Meeting people along the way.
Then into France, and now we're in Switzerland, and we'll continue to Germany, Belgium, back into France, and then across the English Channel, and from Dover to Manchester.
And as she walks, a whole team of puppeteers manipulate her expressions and gestures, one on stilts, two at her sides, and a few all around, in order to bring Amal to life.
What is very, very beautiful is she's furniture, but there's a moment where she stands up and she takes a breath, or our puppeteers together take a breath, and she is alive. Suddenly she's a living creature with thoughts, with complexities, with wants, with fears, and it never ceases to amaze me that this is a moment. And suddenly life is created.
Amir Nizar and his team spent years getting Amal ready for the walk. It's a project happening over the course of 5 months, all in an effort to deliver a very special message from Amal.
It's a continuous journey of a 9-year-old girl, and she's on this quest to maybe find somebody she knows. But she really, really loves the sensation of sun on her skin. She doesn't really like when it becomes cold and dark. And she loves jumping in puddles, which is something we discovered a couple of days ago when it started raining. She's very, very brave. And she is a representation of many others like her.
She sounds very real to you, the way you talk about her.
She is. And yeah, I talk about her as if she's a real child because we're walking in the name of tens of thousands of children. And for me to honor this experience, I need to think of her as a singular, complicated human being. Mm. And I need to treat her that way in order for her journey to mean anything. Mm. I don't want anybody to feel sad for refugees. I want people to see themselves when they see a refugee. And the minute you treat a refugee like this, you go, she is me. They are us. So you need to think about how would you like to be treated? What are your fears? They're not so different. They're the same. You know, we're very, very similar. So I hope the message is delivered. I hope our message is to the hearts. I hope the hearts are open and are willing to accept. But to see that people are moved by a small gesture she does in the middle of the street, and suddenly you look around and people are wiping their tears, and that's very, very beautiful to see.
Amal's message is one that clearly couldn't be delivered through a letter or email. And transporting truly precious cargo like this it can require painstaking planning and a treacherous journey. But if it's successful, it can change, even save, a person's life. And so today on the show, stories of all kinds of special deliveries, from launching a telescope into the stratosphere to sending a vaccine to exactly the right cells in the human body, and developing technology that can airdrop supplies into the most urgent situations. But first, back to Amir Nizar Zuabi, who was actually the child of refugees himself, brought into a divided world and raised in East Jerusalem.
My father's a Palestinian and the family has traces in Palestine 8 generations back. My mom's family is from Riga, and my grandparents fled Europe as World War II was starting to happen, looking for a safe haven. And obviously their safe haven became the tragedy for the other side of my family. So I think for Jews, being a refugee has been something that is entrenched in the culture. And now being a refugee for Palestinians is unfortunately a big part of the Palestinian tragedy. And to tell you that it was easy growing up between the rock and the hard place, it wasn't. But at the same time, I grew up between the two societies. I enjoyed what they have to offer culturally. I also ached their tragedies. So it's complicated, but it's also beautiful because I got a lot out of it.
Here's Amir Nizar Zuabi in his TED Talk.
When I was 14, I stumbled by accident into a theater show, and I fell in love. I fell in love with a reality that was being created in front of me, a reality that was full of possibilities, that was wilder, that was free, a reality that was an opposite contrast of the harsh reality we were living in. And I became a theater practitioner. Becoming a theater practitioner in Palestine is like conjuring water in the desert. We don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the big artistic institutions. What we do have is a need and something to say about the world we live in. In 2015, at the height of the refugee crisis, when hundreds of thousands of people were walking across Europe, with all the pain and the anguish that we saw, I started thinking that maybe we need to create a new model of theater. Maybe we need to take our theater out of the theaters and into the streets where these people were walking. And I started working with Good Chance Theater Company. Together, we created The Walk, a huge play set on a 8,000-kilometer stage with thousands of participants. And to all of them, we said, Amal is a 9-year-old girl that will pass through your city. She's alone, she's afraid, she's vulnerable. How would you like to welcome her? What would you learn from her and what will you teach her?
I had this moment when I was watching you live. You were being beamed in from a Turkish town into the TED conference. And at first, I have to admit that I was a little skeptical. I'm not big on puppets. But when I saw her, you were standing on a balcony. And then suddenly she appeared behind you and you could hear the squeals and laughter of the children gathering around her knees, just mesmerized by her. And then she stopped and she had this long dark hair and these big black eyelashes and she turned to the camera and she blinked at us and then she smiled. And I just felt goosebumps. It was electricity. There was a message conveyed in her eyes that she's not a piece of furniture.
She is a living creature. She's unbelievably effective and beautiful, and it's hard to ignore her. And that was intentional. She needs to make you feel something profound. Artistically, for me, there's something about seeing somebody you don't know and being curious about him is the first step towards empathy and caring. Because Most of the time we don't. Most of the time they're invisible and we don't care and we don't want to see them. So actually I welcome the fact that people go, who is she? What's her story? And the minute you give them a beginning of a thread, they start pulling at the thread and telling themselves the story. And it becomes very effective.
So Amal started her journey in July of 2021. She's going to finish in November in the UK. What is it that you hope she delivered? Is your hope that by having that moment with Amal, that there will be policy changes? That when you say, okay, Amal, your walk is done, and you delivered your message, what will that be? What are the things that you think she will have left behind?
You know, one of my favorite sentences in Judaism is, Adam mishaneh olam umlo. If you save one person, you have saved the world entirely. Because each one of us is in the entire world. I don't know about policy. I'm not a politician. I hope that we change enough people, we touch enough people that they become a mass that is unignored. Will this change the world? Will it better it? I don't know. I'm not that vain. Is it still our responsibility to try? Definitely. I hope that for a small child in Torino, she will be an inspiration to think big and dream even bigger. I hope for our puppet Amal that she goes and gets a PhD in mechanical engineering. But maybe the word I'm using most right now is I hope and I hope and I hope. I hope she gives hope to many people.
That's Amir Nizar Zuwabi. He's the artistic director of The Walk. You can see his full talk with gorgeous videos of Amal walking at TED.com. On the show today, special delivery. I'm Anoush Zamarodi, and you're listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR.